welcome to the program. Today we continue in our series on prophecy. Paul the Apostle is concerned about Christians being ignorant. We're going to look at that in a minute. Have your Bible ready. In 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4, verse 13, Paul said, "But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him." Paul the Apostle said, "I would not have you to be ignorant." In fact, he used the word ignorant or ignorance over a dozen times. Here's a question. Answer it honestly to yourself. Am I teachable? Am I teachable, really? Here's a message and song we would all do well to make our prayer. Teach me. Teach me thy will, O Lord. Teach me thy way and teach me thy word.
Teach me thy will, O Lord, teach me thy way. Teach me to know thy word, teach me to pray. Whatever seems best to thee, that be my thou drawest me closer each day. Teach me thy wondrous grace, boundless and free. Lord, let thy blessed face shine upon me.
In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse number 13, Paul said, I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren. And then in verse number 15, he went on to say, For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent or precede them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first, then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Now, this is a very familiar portion of Scripture, but quite often we overlook what he started out with when he said here in verse number 15, For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord. Now, the only word of the Lord that was available at that time was the Old Testament Scriptures. Jesus said in John chapter 5 and verse 39, Search the Scriptures, for they are they which testify of me. And when he said that, all there was to search was the Old Testament Scriptures. Now, in the book of Ezekiel chapter 39 and verse number 3, the question is asked, Can these bones live? And of course, we've talked about that in a previous program, where that refers to Israel after 2,000 years of being scattered. The bones were very dry. The Bible says there in Ezekiel that it refers to Israel. Can they live? Can they come alive? Well, the nation of Israel is very much alive. All you got to do is turn on the news and you'll see something about the nation of Israel every day of the week. Very much alive. Well, there's an Old Testament prophecy concerning Christ. Again, Old Testament scripture. Paul said that he was going to talk to them by the word of the Lord. And back here in Isaiah 61:1, it says, The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to build up the brokenhearted, to claim liberty to the captives. Now, that portion of this scripture is referring to the ministry of Jesus Christ from the cradle to the cross. And then in verse number 2, he went on to say, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. And that portion of scripture has to do with the dispensation of the local church, the age in which we are now living. And then the verse went on to say, and the vengeance of our God. And that refers to the tribulation period, which is just ahead. And then we have a reference to the kingdom age, which follows that. We read in Isaiah 61:2 and 3, To comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. And so we have in Isaiah 61 and 1, the earthly ministry of Christ. In Isaiah 61 and 2, we have the dispensation of the local church and the tribulation period. And then in verse 2 and 3, it refers to the kingdom age, 1,000 years of peace on this earth. So what's next for those of us who are Christians? Well, first, there'll be the rapture of the Christian when the Bible says the trump will sound, the dead in Christ shall rise first, then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them to be with the Lord. And wherefore, he said, comfort one another with these words. That's next, the rapture of the Christian out of this world. Prophecies, hundreds of prophecies have been fulfilled right up to that one, and that one will be fulfilled at any moment now. That's the next thing on God's program. Following that, we will then see what the Bible calls the judgment seat of Christ. We read in Romans chapter 14 and verse number 10, we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ, referring to Christians. When the rapture takes place, the Christian will be raptured out of this world. The tribulation period will set in, and during that 7-year period, We will be involved in the judgment seat of Christ when every one of us as Christians will give an answer for how we have served the Lord or not served Him, how we have lived, how we've raised our families, etc., etc. We will give an answer. We're going to look at that in our next program. Be sure and be with us. In the meantime, we would do well to make this our prayer. Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to Thee.
Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to Thee. Take my moments and my days, let them flow in ceaseless praise. Let them flow in ceaseless praise. Take my voice and let me sing, always only for my King. Take my lips and let them be filled with messages from Thee.
Take my silver.